Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back! 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating 18 years with Eva Rosenberg. Eva Rosenberg, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, happy anniversary. We've been together for a long time.
Years.
Does your wife know?
She knows, yeah. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Eva, this is on this day, 18 years ago, literally today. You joined me for the first time, and it's been great ever since. Thank you for 18 great years.
And you have managed to create a wonderful resource with some of the most interesting people in your Brain Trust.
Yep, lots of good folks like yourself, and it's been fun to watch you flourish as the tax mama, and to continue to crank out all the great information, including your new book, Deduct Everything. Which might get them into trouble, right, if they deducted everything?
Well, if they actually did deduct everything. Yeah. But this only talks about things you can legally deduct, and
right.
The best thing about it is that it actually gives you links to the references for everything that I recommend.
Right.
So that's kind of exciting, especially with the e-book.
Mm-hmm. And soon an audio book.
Audiobook. Yeah, just recorded that. They're producing it. Coming out in June. You can get it in advance at Amazon.
So what's the next thing we need to be paying attention to in our taxes?
The next thing we're working on right now are extensions. We are now on the 7th. We got a few extra days.
Because
there are various holidays in Emancipation Day and various other things that happen on the weekend. So we now have until April 18th in most of the country, and in Maryland and D.C., I think, it's something like April 19th.
Yeah.
But we still have to get the tax return.
Got to get it done, and it's easier than it used to be. I remember in the old days, I used to have to go down to the IRS office, which I'm not even sure exists anymore, and go get the form and take it back and fill the form out. Seems like I had to get my accountant to sign it. I can't remember. And then I had to estimate the taxes I owed. They wanted me to put those estimated in, even though the return wasn't ready. They wanted me to send the taxes. And then you would send it off, and it was always this thing about, will they approve it or not? Of course, they always did, but you always worried about it, right, that they might kick
you
back.
But that gives away your age.
But you're right about that. Well, that seems to happen more and more, Eva. But today, it's a click.
Today the extensions are automatic. You don't have to explain why or ask for it. You just tell them. But you have to do it correctly or your extension isn't valid.
Right. But you do it online. You don't have to go anywhere.
You can do it online. You can file it electronically.
No signatures. Just do it.
But what you have to put on the extension is some reasonable estimate of what you expect to owe. So even if you're going to owe $50,000 and you don't have it right now, don't lie on the extension and say you owe $1,000. Say you owe $50,000, and you can get away with paying, say, $50 just to prove that you've paid it and filed it so you have evidence by filing the extension. Even though IRS says it's an extension to file and not pay, but by filing the extension, you avoid a 5% per month penalty for late filing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't emphasize
how important this is. There's a penalty for late filing in addition to whatever you owe them.
In addition to the late payment, but you can avoid the 5% a month late filing penalty just by filing an extension.
Right.
The late payment penalty is only 0.5% a month. And if you have a really valid reason why you can't pay, there's a Form 1127 you could file to even waive the late payment penalty.
And because it hurts your feelings is not one of those, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Hurting my feelings.
I tried that. They kicked it back on me when I tried to do that. So folks, you should have already filed your corporate extension in March, March 15th. And now we're talking about your personal, but not only your personal, right?
We're talking a couple
of others.
Personal, we're talking gift tax, estate, the 1041s, the partnership returns.
LLCs
that file as partnership.
Right.
Okay. So those are the primary returns that you need to file, extensions that you need to file for, because those are all due now. Next year things are going
to change. Just go do it now, folks. I mean, take the pressure off of you. Just go do it now. Just get it done.
Yeah.
I haven't filed on time in probably 35 years.
And you don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, I don't even worry about it anymore.
You have a business. People in business need to put it on extension so we can sort things out.
That's
the two forms you need, Form 2848 for individuals, 7004 for businesses.
There you go, folks. That'll be on the test. 22. Right back with Eva Rosenberg.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.